That's the BBC's Paul Danahar in Burma. Countries from all over the world are poised to bring relief supplies to Burma, but so far the military government there is only taking aid from its traditional friends such as China, India, and Thailand. As the world's Katie Clark reports, the United Nations is urging the Burmese military government to accept help from others, too. Countries from all over the world are poised to bring relief supplies to Burma, but so far the military government there is only taking aid from its traditional friends such as China, India, and Thailand. As the world's Katie Clark reports, the United Nations is urging the Burmese military government to accept help from others, too.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon issued a statement to that effect today. Read here by the UN's humanitarian chief, John Holmes, the statement essentially says that Burma, also known as Myanmar, needs to stop thinking politically and to start focusing on the immediate needs of its people.
The Secretary General believes that this is a critical moment for the people of Myanmar and emphasizes the importance of providing as much assistance as possible in the vital first few days following the cyclone's impact.
Holmes went on to say that the Secretary General welcomes today's news that a small group of UN officials will be allowed into Burma tomorrow to assess the needs of the survivors. But Holmes conceded that the relief effort has been slowed by Burma's unwillingness to grant entry visas to aid workers massing outside the country.
I think we are making progress. I hope we are making progress. I don't want to sound too optimistic about that. But the government have now made clear that one of their deputy ministers is the focal point for clearance of international aid workers coming in, for visas, and I hope that will start to move things much faster.
Holmes refused to speculate on how many more people he thinks may have died or will die as a result of these delays. The official death count from Saturday's cyclone continues to stand at just over 22,000. UN spokesman Richard Horsey said today that he suspects that casualty figure will rise substantially.
I don't think we're in any position to put an upper bound on what the casualty figure could be, but it just does reinforce the casualty figures that we have now, what a major, major emergency we're dealing with. Teams are talking about bodies floating around in the water in the areas that they're going to get relief supplies to. It's a huge, huge problem just to get these goods out.
Those most in need of those goods live in Burma's Irrawaddy Delta. The delta is home to around 3.5 million people, or 15% of Burma's population. Horsey says the entire lower delta region is now underwater.
That's clear from the latest satellite imagery that has also just become available. And this shows really very graphically the huge logistical challenges facing these teams as they struggle to get these emergency relief supplies out to the populations that need them.
Hungry crowds stormed the few shops in the delta that managed to open today, and fistfights were reported. Local aid groups distributing rice porridge in the area say people were collecting it in dirty plastic shopping bags. Others report that stranded residents are drinking coconut water because of a lack of safe drinking water. And Delta residents desperately searching for dry land were spotted today on boats using blankets as sails. The United States has pledged $3 million to aid the relief effort in Burma. The U.S. Air Force has transport planes nearby, and the Navy is moving ships and helicopters into the region. But they can't do anything until the Burmese government gives them permission to help. For The World, this is Katie Clark.